a nonprofit placing tiny homes in Toronto's St. James Park for people experiencing homelessness, has launched a petition after the city requested the miniature homes be removed. In a petition posted on change.org, the nonprofit Tiny Tiny Homes said they were warned by letter that if they did not reply by February 14, the city would consider legal, enforcement, and other steps to remove the structures. The petition, titled Homelessness Emergency: Tell Toronto City Council to Choose Compassion Over Hostility, calls on the city to engage in meaningful collaboration and dialogue. Of all days, Toronto City Council has set a February 14 deadline, a day meant for love and compassion, for Tiny Tiny Homes to respond to its letter or additional action would be taken, reads the petition. This deadline places vulnerable individuals, including a woman, a disabled cancer patient, and someone suffering from PTSD, whose symptoms make overcrowded shelters unsafe for them, at risk of further displacement without an immediate, viable solution, the organization said. The nonprofit was founded by Ryan Dene, a Torontonian with a background in construction, who said the tiny houses are an alternative for people sleeping outside or in tents. Dene has posted videos online about his innovative effort to build the structures that have garnered millions of views. The petition also calls on the city to help the organization secure suitable alternative locations for its emergency shelter, rather than the park near Jarvis Street and King Street East. More than 8,800 people had signed as of Thursday afternoon, with 10,000 signatures being sought. However, a city spokesperson said while the city recognizes and appreciates the care Torontonians want to show to people in need, the tiny homes will need to be removed. At Tiny Tiny Homes, the motivation behind Tiny Tiny Homes hashtag help the homeless hashtag Olivia Chow hashtag off-grid hashtag tiny house hashtag van life hashtag tiny home musical note original sound, Tiny Tiny Homes. We know the best outcomes for individuals and communities come from providing shelter and housing, which is why the City of Toronto is focusing on a range of initiatives from street outreach to building more shelter services and homes, Russell Baker, Manager of Media Relations and Issues Management at the City of Toronto, said in a statement to Toronto Today. He said city staff have had ongoing dialogue with the owner of Tiny Tiny Homes and have explained the structures cannot remain in the park or on city property. The owner has been asked to coordinate removal of the structures, Baker confirmed, adding that under municipal bylaws, structures are not permitted in any city park or right-of-way, such as a sidewalk. These structures, which have not been approved by the city, create potential safety risks for those living in them and those living in the surrounding area, Baker said. The structures also interfere with the public's ability to use the park and may also interfere with the city's ongoing outreach work with individuals currently in encampments. If the steps outlined for removal are not taken, the city will consider next steps as appropriate, Baker said. The city remains committed to providing critical services to people experiencing homelessness and building housing, while ensuring that residents are safe and communities have use of Toronto's green spaces, Baker said.